Ugh, it was the water park trip from the Black Lagoon. Last night, the hotel air conditioner developed this nasty, high-pitched squeak that kept us awake. My husband started the morning with a migraine and the personality of a wounded pit bull. We got to the park and discovered the discount coupons I brought weren't good for this day of the week. After I reasoned with the ticket guy, okay, I argued with him and lost, I still had to dig into our meal money just to get us through the gate. The crowning event of the day was when, after a 45-minute wait, we made it to the top of the panic plunge. The youngest decided he was terrified and threw a screaming, blue-in-the-face temper fit as his cranky father forced him onto the launch pad. I heard my teenager mutter phrases under his breath that made my ears burn and my heart hurt. Not one of our stellar family moments. Today, this family was living proof that everyone sins and everyone needs a savior.
Day 3. Dare to Believe. Bible Story. Paul proclaims salvation. Acts 16:16-34. Bible verse, 2 Timothy 1:7. Life application. I can trust God's plan of salvation and share His love with others.
Paul and Silas were sharing good news about the Savior in Philippi. Paul drove out the evil spirit that was controlling a fortune-telling slave girl, which also drove out the income potential for her owners. The owners quickly pressed charges. Paul and Silas were beaten, chained, and jailed. Then the messengers in manacles began to sing praises to God. The music was interrupted by a rock concert, the noise of an earthquake rocking the jail off its foundations. The jailer, who would have been required to serve the sentences of any escaped prisoners, decided death would be preferable. Although it was pitch dark, Paul knew what the jailer was about to do and called out to stop him. The jailer asked, "What must I do to be saved?" It may be that all the jailer wanted to be saved from was immediate disciplinary action. Paul seized the moment to explain how to be permanently, irreversibly saved from the penalty of sin. The jailer dared to put his future in the hands of Jesus. His action influenced his whole household. Today, you have the privilege of sharing some simple, life-changing ideas with kids. Admit you are a sinner. Believe that Jesus died to take the punishment for your sin and accept the gift of salvation. Confess Jesus as your Savior and Lord. Kids may follow those steps quickly, like the jailer, or the process may take months. Either way, thank God for the opportunity to present His plan. We're praying with you that the kids in your care will take the dare to believe in Jesus.